Hey guys, it is Kate here from Hello Funnels and welcome back to the Doing It Online podcast. Now, guess what? I have got some very good news. It has never actually been easier to sell things online, and that is made even easier still when you have the right tools. And today we're going to be geeking out on what the best tools are to allow you to sell your offers on social media with ease. So you ready? Let's dive right on in. Okay, guys, I am very excited to nerd out with you today. If you've been in my online world for any time at all, you'll know I'm a massive geek and I just freaking love tools, the tech, the software. Like, yes, some parts of online business have gotten, you know, more challenging, but the tech side of things, the automation side of things, it just keeps getting more and more fun. And I really want to share some of our favorite tools with you today. So today we're talking about tools that help you to sell on social media. So these are the tools that you need to make your life easier, to make it look super professional, to even automate a few things. And let's dive right into what they are. So first up is good old Canva. Now, Canva just continues to get better and better. Now, not only can you use Canva to obviously help you create your graphics to share on social, you can now use it to actually edit your videos for if you're creating reels or anything like that. Plus, you can actually also use it to schedule directly to your social media platforms, although we don't use it because there's got another tool that we like for that. It keeps getting smarter and smarter with the addition of AI. I'm so excited to see what Canva does next. So Canva is definitely a must-have in your tool belt. Number two is Airtable. Now, we love Airtable for planning social media and brainstorming. It is one of the best places to do it. I've tried all kinds. I've tried pen and paper. I've tried post-it notes. I've tried spreadsheets, and you'll know I love a spreadsheet, but Airtable is the winner because it allows you to obviously change up your different views. So we have our Airtable set up. So we've got one view, which is just like the brain dump section, like the go in, the add ideas as you think of them. You know, we sit down, do a big brain dump once a month. And then as new ideas come in, we've got a place where they can live. Then our second view is where we start to refine it down and go, okay, this next week, these are the ideas that we want to use. And it allows you by simply like ticking boxes to be able to have these views done automatically. So we go through that first view and go, all right, we want to work on this next. So we've got a column, we've got a checkbox that says work on this next, tick, tick, tick. They all come through the next view, the work on this next view. And that's where we go in. We've got a place to put in our captions, to upload images or videos so we can start to see it visually as well. This is where you know, my team sets everything up. I go in. If there's stuff they need from me, I can see it in one place. We've got one place to kind of like review everything, to put all of the content together. And then when it actually comes time to schedule, because what we're doing right now is while we use schedulers for some parts of our social media strategy, for our Instagram, because we're focusing on trying to grow that, we are actually trying to stay committed to using the in-app scheduler just because, you know, touch wood, we've been told that Instagram prefers it. So, you know, we're trying to play nice with the algorithm. But to make that so much easier is we actually have the Airtable app on your phone. So when it's time to actually schedule in a post, you can download the image. It's saved right there. You can copy and paste and you've got the exact caption or you've got the text that you want to put onto the reel or you've got your hashtags or whatever you want. Like you can have it all set up and it just makes life so much easier. So Airtable gets two big thumbs up when it comes to sharing and selling things on social. And we also, because we're talking about selling things on social media, we also have one section in our Airtable, which is like, what's the call to action? What is it that we're going to be talking about or promoting? Is it a freebie? You know, which funnel is it going in? And, you know, that makes it really easy for us to make sure we've always got the right call to action. We've always got the correct details as well. All right. Number three, talking about scheduling. We're big believers of reusing, repurposing, and trying to make things as easy as possible. And we love Metrical. Metrical is a really great scheduling tool that allows you to schedule on pretty much every platform out there. Like you can do Pinterest, you can do LinkedIn, you can do obviously Facebook, Instagram, even YouTube. So we're loving Metrical as a way of allowing us to, you know, work smarter and not harder while we're definitely focusing on one platform at a time and trying to grow that platform. As part of our strategy, we're still going, what can we reuse? What have we already got? And where can we put it in multiple places? And Metrical makes that so much easier for you. You can set up a post and have it go to multiple places really, really quickly. And it means that, you know, if you do have a team or a VA who's helping you, they're not having to actually log into your account to do things, which is just better for security reasons anyway. And you can do it all in the one place, which just really evens out the workflow. All right, number four is ChatGPT. So we can't really go a day without talking about ChatGPT. It is an amazing tool. It is here to stay and it keeps just getting better and better. Now, one of the things I personally love ChatGPT for, particularly when it comes to social media, is repurposing. So that is where, you know, you can upload maybe the transcript from something like this. Like if you were doing a video or a podcast, you did a live, maybe you did a training inside your community, you can upload the transcript from that. ChatGPT with the right prompts can help you pull out quotes to share. It can create captions for you. It can even give you ideas for things you can turn into reels. I also love it for recreating things that we've already done. So a friend of mine shared a really awesome little tip, particularly if you're trying to go and grow on social media, about how the easiest way to be able to have so much content, because you do just need a crazy amount of content at the moment. She's like, every idea should actually be three pieces of content. So if you do a reel, for example, and that reel does well, then you can turn that into a face to camera where you basically read out the caption of the exact same thing and post it a couple of weeks later. And then if that does well, maybe you pull out the main quote and you put that over a video or over an image and post that again. Now, obviously, you don't want to post the exact same caption each time. So what can you do? You take that caption, you copy and paste it into ChatGPT, you ask it to rewrite a couple more versions for you. And then you've basically got the same essence, the important part, your tone, the information that you're wanting to be shared, but it just sounds slightly different each time. And it really helps you get a bit more bang for your buck with your ideas. And it means that you no longer have to be coming up with 20 ideas a week. If, you know, every idea gets shared three times, that cuts your workload into three. Okay, now tool number five, we could not talk about selling on social media if we didn't mention, of course, the amazing ManyChat. And we actually did a whole episode on exactly what goes on inside our social selling funnel just last week. So if you missed that, go check it out. But ManyChat is basically the social version of ActiveCampaign, is where you create your online automations, your sales flows, your conversations, so that they happen within your social media platform. It allows you to create beautiful funnels and conversion sequences and really help you to take people from someone who's just discovered your account, who's maybe liked one thing, to becoming a subscriber and then a customer really quickly and in a way that feels really personal as well. I love ManyChat. We've been nerding out on that completely. And we've actually just created a brand new bundle and mini training, which basically lets you come in and look over our shoulder as we walk you through our own ManyChat social sales sequences. You can literally steal them, one-click install them into your account and start to set these up and start to put these in place for your own business. Because if you're going to be out there trying to grow your platform, you may as well, like I said, let's work smarter, not just harder. Let's, while we're out there creating this content, let's be growing our list. And while we're growing our list, let's be making some sales too, because you're already doing the initial effort. So let's make sure that it is all worthwhile. And if you want to check that out, if you want to steal those exact social workflows, just head to hellofunnels.co/social. The link will be below as well, and you can get all the details. So anyway, guys, I hope you found this episode useful. If there are any other tools that you are loving for social media right now, please let us know. Either comment below the video if you're watching us over on YouTube, or DM us over at Hello Funnels on Instagram. We would absolutely love to hear from you. I love finding out about new platforms. Like, my team will be like, no, please do not tell her about any more platforms. But it's one of my favorite things, is to nerd out and to geek out on new software. So please share. I would love to hear them. Looking forward to hearing about them, guys. Hope you've loved this episode. If you have, like, share, subscribe, and I will see you all next week. Bye.